All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 15 minutes a day motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today's topic, pretty interesting one. It's actually based on a quote I saw not too long ago online from a top network marketing leader. And basically, the quote, I'll read it to you in a little bit, but the bottom line of the quote was, it was talking about third-party tools and the need to use third-party tools and essentially become the messenger, not the message. And so the topic for today, because it caught my eye and I had something that I wanted to discuss as it relates to this, is do third-party tools hold the key to your network marketing success, or do they actually stifle your growth? So that's what I want to cover, especially since I'm a person that teaches actual marketing skill sets. I'm in the business of teaching people skill sets, and so they become less dependent on other things outside of themselves. So it'll be an interesting discussion. So you'll be surprised by some of my my opinions here. So I just want to make sure we are live here. So I'm going to check my phone real quick. And let me see. Awesome. My opinions. Hey, Melissa, how's it going? Awesome. All right, so we are live. My name is Fernie Ceballos, just so you guys get a little insight as to who I am and what we do. I'm a lead generation online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners. That's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. Now, I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple of years of discovering the information we teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've been responsible for over $11 million in gross income into my home businesses and have helped our clients produce hundreds of millions of dollars in their businesses collectively over the past 10 years. So what we teach works. It teaches, what we teach is actually a way to take your business online, to your network marketing or direct selling business online using marketing skill sets. Now, if you're new to our training, I highly recommend you subscribe to these lives. We go live Monday through Friday every single day, from 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. To subscribe, it's actually very simple. If you're watching this on your mobile device, on the top right corner, you can click on the video. There won't be anything there. Just click the top right corner, and then a little ellipsis symbol will show up, and then there you can click it again. And it'll give you an opportunity to like our fan page and follow us and actually turn on notifications so that every time we go live, you're able to actually have a little notice on your phone come up. And if you want to join us live and interact with me and our guests, you can do so. Or if you want to watch the recording later, you'll get that. Regardless, you're going to want to have access to this training. It's going to be critical to your growth, and it's absolutely free. So, and if you're watching this on desktop, or well, wherever this video is playing, on the top of this post, there's our logo and our name, Elite Marketing Pro. Click on that. That'll take you to our fan page, where you can like our fan page, and on that same like button, you can also turn on notifications with a little pull-down menu that comes up. So that's our spiel, and if you want to know more about Elite Marketing Pro and what we do here, there's a URL right there on the screen or in the description. Whoever shared this video with you, they provided a link that you can click on to get more free information on what we do and how we help people build businesses through social media and also through more advanced online marketing strategies. So with that said, let me see who is here. Hey, Michael, Tracy, Vanessa, what is up? Awesome. Hey, Jeannie. Fantastic. All right. So let me hop right into this, and I actually want to go over the quote that I saw. It was actually, so the quote was by Eric Worre, and so I saw one of his posts, and so I saw the quote, and part of it, resonated with me. I was like, yeah, I agree, and then part of it kind of created this like negative reaction inside of me, not because the quote was wrong, only because I don't think it conveyed the full picture of what it means to be a professional in any profession. So I want to kind of dissect the quote and show you what it is, I think the intention, the purpose of this quote is, so that it's not misunderstood. So I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. It's not exactly the way it was put out there, but let me see. When prospecting, you are the messenger, not the message. So that's the quote. Get out of the way and use third-party tools. Pros use tools instead of wisdom. Pros don't present themselves as experts. They invite people to learn about the product or opportunity and let the third-party resource do the telling and selling for them. Pros bring passion, enthusiasm, excitement, and belief. So that's the quote, essentially. And so I want to dissect this a little bit, especially the part about pros don't present themselves as experts. Because obviously, when we talk about branding online, What we're doing is we're creating an attractive brand. The way you do that is people, look at you as if somebody that's a resource that can provide them something that can help them in their lives. And so by definition, that's pretty close to being an expert. So let's talk about that. So let's break it down. Well, first and foremost, I want to talk about what's totally spot on and what's a must when presenting and prospecting. First and foremost, when presenting and prospecting, you need to keep things simple. Your process for doing so, what the process you learn from your upline or from whoever, needs to be simple. And here's why. Prospects must feel like they can do what you do, especially if you're talking about the opportunity. Prospects must feel like they can actually pull off what you just did with them. And the beauty about what, if you watched another live that we did with Julie Burke, I believe it was the last one where she talks about what to say to people you meet on social media. She actually addresses this. She talks about her process. Once she meets somebody and connects with somebody on social media, what does she say to them after that connection? When she's on the phone with them or on a Skype call or a Zoom call, what does she say to them? And she specifically said that you have to keep things simple and that what you present, what you put out there, to this prospect has to be simple enough so that they feel like they can do it, especially if the opportunity is something that they're going to be looking at. So that's critically important. So you don't want to have a meeting drag on for 30 minutes, an hour, and be talking forever. You want these calls to be quick and have, when presenting, when sharing information about the company, specific about the product, yes, you must use the third-party tool. You don't want to become an expert in the company. You do want to become an expert in the company and the product and everything, but you don't want to use that expertise to explain things. You want to have the tool do it. The reason why is because, again, you want the prospect to feel like they can do what you just did. All right, does that make sense so far? Let me know who you guys are following. And please share this. You guys who are part of our community, Elite Marketing Pro, use your referral link. Share your social media recruiting link, referral link, because this is directly relevant to that that freebie that we give away. So please do that, because we'll be adding our own link in a little bit. All right, so those are the must things. So keep things simple. The prospect will feel like they can do what you do. And when sharing any company info on the info on the product, you should use a third-party tool, meaning the company's tool, or the tool that was developed by your more senior upline, to do that part of it. However, the statement that I read can also be misleading. You know, when we're talking about using third-party tools, pros don't present themselves as experts. They invite people to learn more about the product or opportunity. So that's where I'm like, oh, I'm not sure. That's what you want to be teaching, especially when building online. Here's what I mean. The quote may be misleading in that it may seem like it's a license to spam on social media, your company links, or your videos. So, because if you're saying, get yourself out of the way, just get the message out there, that's not what you want to do. And I don't think that's the intention of this quote either, but that's how it could easily be interpreted. Someone can be telling themselves, well, I'm never going to be as good at prospecting as my company, who has millions of dollars behind them and that developed this resource or this video. I'm never going to be able to present my business as good as that, so I'm just going to put it out there and see what comes back my way. No, you don't want to do that. We've talked at length about why you don't want to do that. Essentially, it's because it eliminates the need for you if somebody is interested. But most likely, people will not be interested because Facebook is not a marketplace. You know, Facebook is not a place that people go to buy. They go to connect, they go to learn, and they go to possibly also to have fun and be entertained. And so that goes against, the kind of like the culture of Facebook. So you don't want to do that. People will basically start blocking you and find you annoying. Also, it commoditizes what you are. You become a commodity, or you're just another person hawking an MLM program, or another person hawking a skincare line, or another person hawking a weight loss line, whatever it is. So you don't want to, think, oh, I'm going to get myself out of the way and just, put the stuff out there. No, you don't want to do that. It also, the people may read this quote and think that they don't have to learn any special skills. Oh, I'm just going to use the tool. The tool will do the selling for me. And I don't have to really learn anything, and my business is going to blow up. I'm going to make money without having to be anyone special. No, you need to learn skills specific to this profession. So when prospecting, specifically because we teach online prospecting and online marketing strategies, I'm going to put this in the context of social media prospecting, but also this applies to prospecting in general, because you're the one having the interaction with somebody online or offline, and that requires skill sets. So, you know, when you're having this interaction with somebody that you just met or you connected with on social media, this requires the development of a skill based on a sales process. The word sales may scare a lot of network marketers because they're always told this is not selling, it's sharing and, you know, all that stuff. But the bottom line is this, your end result is going to be a transaction. You're trying to influence that person to get interested and then ultimately become a customer or rep. That is sales. And there's a sales process, and it doesn't have to be schwarmy or sleazy. It can actually be very simple, but the point is you still have to learn this skill, and the skill is based on a process that was developed probably by somebody else that you're just following that should also be simple. So you have to develop a skill based on a sales process. So that's number one. Number two, it requires social media prospecting requires that you develop your brand, not your company's brand. And so you know, again, this goes against even part of this quote where pros don't present themselves as experts. I think the point is, the point of the quote is that you don't want to just kind of be the know-it-all that knows everything about the company and everything, whatever. You want to leverage the tools as much as possible, not only to make your life easier, but just because no one, when it comes to the company is the expert. When it comes to the product, the company is the expert. And so you want to leverage those tools as much as possible. Because that, you know, they're there, and it actually takes you out of the equation. You spend less time on the phone. You know, you pretty much can talk to somebody for 5 minutes, send them the tool, reconnect, answer at least a few last minute questions, and then, you know, transition them towards the enrollment process. But before all that happens, prospecting, the process of prospecting, connecting with somebody, going through that phase before the invite, that's a sales process. You're trying to kind of create intrigue. And so, again, it doesn't have to be complicated, but you have to do that. With social media, you're developing a brand. So that intrigue is not only created through actual conversations, that intrigue is also created by your posts. The posts you put out there on social media should not be your company's posts. They should be posts about the results you've gotten in your life, or the results that people you know have gotten in their life, the results of people you've helped that they've gotten in their life as it relates to wealth or health. So weight loss or you've helped somebody reach a certain rank in their company or whatever. And so the messaging out there should be about the results people are producing, whether it's you or somebody else, and not about the company. So it's going to be very hard for you to resist talking about the company when you're putting stuff out there on social media, because you're going to want people to know what it is. Don't do it. You're going to commoditize yourself. You're going to basically take yourself out of the equation, because now people are going to just do a Google search for whatever company that is and find out, oh, it's one of those MLM deals, I'm not going to be involved, whatever. You want to control the conversation. You want to control the steps that that prospect takes as they get closer to learning about the business. And that requires the development of a skill. And also requires the development of a brand, because as you do more and more of this activity on social media, you're going to become known as a person that can help people produce X results. And that is the perception of an expert. Do you have to be somebody who's super wise and the know-it-all? No. It just means that people have to perceive you that way as a person that is a resource to help them achieve a certain result. And that's not overly complicated, and that's not going to undermine the part about making it seem like you're overly complicated. So that's it. And also, being a professional, bottom line of what I'm conveying here today is, if you want to be a professional in anything, especially network marketing, it requires that you develop a skill set that's specific to that profession. And so that's what makes being a professional in a certain area special. That's what makes you special among all other people in that profession. You, if you hit the heights of your profession, if you become a six-figure or million-dollar earner in the network marketing space, you got there not only through hard work, not only because you were using third-party tools, you got there because you developed skill sets. And those skill sets, again, are not complicated, but they require you to hone that craft. And you know, everyone has to work towards developing skills in any profession, so why should this profession be any different? So that's what I wanted to convey today. I wanted to kind of clear up any misunderstanding as it relates to this quote. I don't think this was the intention of the quote. I think it had to do more with when you're presenting your opportunity, you don't want to, you know, become the know-it-all about the company. And I totally get that. You don't want to do that. And so if you want to learn a process for doing this, I highly recommend you look back on a Facebook Live we did with Julie Burke on what to say to prospects after you connect with them on social media, and this will make a lot more sense. I also recommend that you learn Julie's process for inviting and connecting with people on social media, and to learn more about her social media recruiter product. And so in the description, there should be a link if this was shared with you. And if there's no link, you can simply go to elitemarketingpro.com/go/SMR. It's on the screen. And you'll be able to learn more about Social Media Recruiter and learn the process that leads up to that conversation over the phone, so that you'll always have an endless flow of leads or of prospects coming in through you through social media. So you pretty much never have to be out in public prospecting, recruiting strangers, or going through all that stuff. You can pretty much start building your business from the comfort of your home. And if you like doing the cold market recruiting stuff out in public, meeting new people, that's totally cool. But this is also a very effective way to augment your prospecting and probably become a lot more efficient with connecting with new and fresh prospects every single day. So that's it for today, guys. I hope this was valuable to you. What's up, Brandy? Hello, Jocelyn. Thank you so much, Brandy. And so we will talk soon. We will connect tomorrow with another Daily Dose of Awesome. With that said, go to the link in the description or go to elitemarketingpro.com/go/SMR to learn more about Social Media Recruiter and how you can develop the skill sets related to building a network marketing business using social media. Take care.